This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold wide-ranging talks with Sri Lankan President Anura Kumaradesanaike in Colombo today to strengthen bilateral ties, especially in the areas of energy, trade, connectivity, digitalization and defense. Mr. Modi arrived in the Sri Lankan capital last evening for a three-day state visit to the island nation. Prime Minister Modi landed in Colombo to a rousing welcome as top ministers from President Desanaike's cabinet received him at the Bandaranaike International Airport. Mr. Modi is the first foreign head of the government to visit Sri Lanka since President Desanaike assumed office in September last year. He received a ceremonial welcome a short while ago. Now we go over live to our correspondent from Colombo, Ahmed Muin Faruqi. Faruqi, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been accorded a ceremonial welcome in Colombo. What other engagements are expected today and what will be the likely impact of this visit on the bilateral relations?
Shagun, yes. As I'm reporting from here, I had just witnessed that the Prime Minister was accorded a very grand ceremonial reception by the Sri Lankan government. Now, the President would hold talks with the Sri Lankan leadership and thereafter there would be exchanging and signing of several agreements that are with regard to the Indian-backed projects right. that are being executed in Sri Lanka. Thereafter, there would be a groundbreaking ceremony of Sampur power plant, which India and Sri Lanka are jointly executing. Later in the day, the Prime Minister would also lay a wreath at the IPKF monument, paying his respects to the fallen heroes from the Indian peacekeeping force. Shagun.
Thank you, Faruqi, for that update. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to the Immigration and Foreigners Bill 2025, which seeks to regulate the immigration entry and stay of foreigners in India. This act repeals the Passport Entry into India Act 1920, the Registration of Foreigners Act 1939, the Foreigners Act 1946, and the Immigration Carriers Liability Act 2000. President Draupadi Murmu has also given assent to the Boilers Bill 2024, which seeks to regulate boilers and ensure the safety of life and property from the danger of steam boiler explosions. It repeals the century-old Boilers Act of 1923. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the cabinet decisions to approve four multi-tracking rail projects and the Vibrant Villages Programme too. In a series of social media posts, the Prime Minister said that multi-tracking rail projects will improve the country's connectivity infrastructure, boost convenience, reduce logistics costs, and strengthen supply chains. Mr. Modi said the Cabinet's approval for the Vibrant Villages Programme too is exceptional news for ensuring a better quality of life for our border villages. He added that with this approval, the government is expanding the scope of the villages covered compared to Vibrant Villages Programme 1. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum Festival in Dantewada district of Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh today. Mr. Shah reached Raipur last evening on a two-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Mr. Shah will also chair a review meeting in Raipur today on the anti-Naxal operations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada. Bastar Pandum, Bastar Utsav, is being organized to revive the rich tribal art and culture of Bastar and bring it in front of the country and abroad. Union Minister Sarbanand Sonowal flagged off the Maritime Awareness Walkathon commemorating the 62nd National Maritime Day in New Delhi today. Addressing the occasion, the minister said that every citizen of the country must contribute and play their role in making India a developed nation. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that India is set to emerge as a global leader in innovation and technology-driven growth. Speaking at the second edition of Startup Mahakumbh at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal highlighted that the country is making significant strides into the world of innovation and will soon make a strong impact on the global stage. In shooting, India's Sift Kaur Samra has clinched gold in the women's 50-meter rifle three positions event at the ongoing ISSF World Cup at Buenos Aires in Argentina. And that is the end of this news bulletin.